Well, you put a post on barbed wire about every 15 to 20 feet apart. Mm-hmm. Going to have to actually stretch your wire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about...
I know we put up some about 3 or 4 years ago, back around a quarter of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
We put them towards about 20, 25 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when farmers are getting their field ready, they have a lot of loose rock or stone or something like that. Have you ever seen a fence or a wall made out of loose rock and stone?
Not around here. I probably went out in Arkansas in the Army. Mm-hmm. We peeled a fence out of it up there the next few days, 3 or 4 days after we got there.
Is that right? Did they just call that a...
Don't know what they called it, but there'd be rock fence about this high around the edge of the...
Yeah.
Of our campground there.
Yeah.
You're just a world of big old rocks out there, and we had to clean them off to...
Mm-hmm. You just don't...
Put our tents up.
Yeah.
And we just had to tour about that little fence with them.
Mm-hmm. You just don't see many of those around this area.
I haven't seen any around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about... talking about, let's say, you know, when you have company, you usually use your best dishes to serve the food on. What are those dishes usually made out of?
Well, china or something of the kind.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that that you might take and put under a hen, try to fool it into laying?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them.
Was there anything in particular you call that?
Up and down the road.
I've heard some people call them nest eggs. Is that what it is?
They call them nest eggs, or way back when we used to have chickens, we'd always leave one in there, let it go and get messed up and colored. That we'd leave that for a nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
And just one of the chickens would leave.
Mm-hmm. I guess they work pretty well.
Yeah. Leave it there 2 or 3 weeks and throw it away and let them start new.
Mm-hmm. Talking about a well a minute ago, if you had to go out to the well to get some water, what would you take out there to bring the water in with?
A water bucket.
Water bucket. And what about if you were milking cows? What would you catch the milk?
Milk bucket.
Or what's a milk bucket or water bucket made out of?
Well, a water bucket can be made out of. I've seen a lot of them out of wood, and I've seen a lot out of metal of some sort, aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail? Or are they the same thing?
Sure, I know they're about the same thing.
About the same thing. Mm-hmm. What about talking about buckets? What would you call the type of bucket that you might keep in your kitchen and throw scraps in for the pigs?
Slop bucket.
That'd be a slop bucket. What about something might be bigger than that you might have in the kitchen or other rooms in the house that you just throw waste in? You know, that would be a...
Might say garbage,
just
garbage can. Trespass.
Like to tear it out and put it
that's
in.
That's what we call ours when we got to the bathroom.
There's a man comes up this highway and picks it up, and puts it on that great big old truck.
You're talking about your kitchen a minute ago. What would you call that thing that you'd use in the kitchen to cook ham or eggs or something like that in?
Frying pan. That's
what
we
could do. Oh, to cook in?
Yeah, to cook in.
Frying.
That'd be a frying pan. Have you ever heard people call a frying pan anything else?
Some people call them skillets.
So there's a skillet, too.
Skillet.
Skillet, I believe, you got legs.
Skillet has legs.
I believe it's got legs.
Your mother used to have one.
But I think they've got them little legs, you know, about this high. And, I mean, the walls are about that high, and then some legs around.
Mm-hmm. What about, sometimes you saw these on farms, you don't see too many of them anymore, but these great big old black pots, you know, that people...
Wash pot.
It's a wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
What did they use those? Use that for boiling water for clothes or something like
boiling
that?
Boiling the clothes
soap
in.
Mm-hmm.
Or we used to make lard in, too.
Is that right?
We used to get robbed.
Well, I talk about white clothes, hey, mother, you had to make them.
Do you have a wash pot?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
We got one, we don't use it, but we still got one.
Mm-hmm. Is there something kind of like a wash pot, but maybe not as big? I don't know, sometimes you saw them hanging in the fireplace,